Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We bless his holy name. Let me encourage you from the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 29. And it reads, "Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." Hallelujah. There is no other God who can deliver like this. Mighty brothers and sisters, the story of three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace teaches us beautiful lessons. Number one, doing God's will can land you in trouble. Right? Don't expect the world to appreciate you. Look at Jesus. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The Bible records in John chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. Secondly, God will be with you in your trouble. When Nebuchadnezzar looked into the fire, he said, "I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." In the same chapter of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 25. Instead of destroying them, the fire destroyed the ropes that bound them. Hallelujah. And set them free. They were totally free. So be encouraged. It may look like circumstances have you locked in, but God is going to vindicate you and bring you out victoriously. So have courage. Thirdly, it's your trouble that produces your testimony. Hallelujah. People are watching you, brothers and sisters. The things they're trusting in don't work, and they're wondering if what you're trusting in does. Your faithfulness to God and his intervention on your behalf will touch their lives in ways your theology will never touch them. Are you with me? Yeah. Everyone in Babylon knew that the Hebrew children believed, but they wanted to know, does it work when you are in the fire? It does. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it doesn't matter what fire you're going through. The Lord is there with you, and he is unchaining you, unfettering you, and burning those ropes and causing you to walk in absolute freedom. Amen. Fourthly, we can learn is that the greater your trouble, the greater your blessing. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon in verse 30 of the same chapter 3, right? Here is a scriptural principle that you can count on. When you prove yourself faithful in times of trouble, God will promote you to higher levels of blessing. Amen. Beat the devil at your level, and you will go to the next level. Amen. Hallelujah. So be encouraged, be blessed. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. I thank you for this lovely meditation that you gave us this morning from the book of Daniel, O Lord God Almighty, and the lives of these three Hebrew men, Lord, who were in captivity, but yet they praised the name of Jehovah. Yet they did not bow to the idols of the land. Yet, O Father God, they honored the Torah, the Word of God. And we bless you for that. We give you the glory. Give us the same courage. Give us the boldness. Give us that spirit, O Father God, of God, that we will not bow before the world system, but we'll bow before the Word of God. We'll bow our knees before Jehovah. We will honor God. We'll be faithful to you. We will contend for our faith. And Lord God Almighty, we will declare it and decree it from the rooftops for the glory of your name, O Master. It doesn't matter whether we go through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with us. Whether we are in a furnace of fire, you are with us. You never leave us. You never forsake us. And we appreciate you for that, God. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day, I release your grace and glory to abound upon them, O Father. That, Lord, we know that you are with them, and I pray that you will establish them, you'll flourish them and prosper them and keep them from the evil one. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. I speak health and strength into their bodies. Lord, I rebuke every spirit that oppresses them, that, oh Father, brings weakness in their body. I rebuke it and I cast it out in Jesus' name. And Father, I send forth your word of healing and wholeness to be their portion. We thank you and we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.